An hour before the meeting, dozens of Hondurans, Dominicans, and other Latin Americans stood outside the hall on Audubon Avenue holding signs demanding the return of President Zelaya.
My name is Cristina Wins, and I came here today to support President Zelaya from Honduras.
Are you from Honduras yourself?
No, I'm from the Dominican Republic, but we support Zelaya because we know what a dictatorship means. We have a dictatorship for more than 30 years in the Dominican Republic, and we don't want that Honduras go through this again.
Every so often in Central America, South America, the Caribbean, a dictatorship tries to take the government. What do you think this is?
Well, because the oligarchy, they don't want the poor people to get some of the benefits of the country. They want everything for themselves. But now, the people, they are not going to accept that anymore.
Jorge Diaz has been in the United States for over 20 years. He went back to visit his homeland last year.
And I saw the people, the poverty. The people of Honduras is in poverty, and we need a change, a true democracy, not democracy like when America support democracy, it's the true democracy. We need support for the people, education, for the kids, for the adults. We don't want American base. Why? We need technology, we need a laptop, computer, we need help, we need hospital, we need everything, but we don't want war.
Chants of support greeted the Honduran ambassador's arrival. In his speech, he said that the Micheletti government installed by the military is increasingly isolated, but that a longer standoff may lead to bloodshed because the people of Honduras will not back down in their stand for democratic rule.
Si ese gobierno no entrega pronto el requerimiento que
if that government does not comply with the request of the United Nations, the Organization of American States, Mercosur, and the Central American Union, there can be bloodshed in Honduras. And if that occurs, the blame will be shared by those who did not take the necessary steps to overthrow an illegitimate government. A government has taken power in a brutal and obscene way, violating all democratic principles and legality. If they don't do it, the Honduran people will. This is what they want me to tell.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Washington Heights, this is Fred Nguyen.